And the light bulb moment was for me one day when I was watching, seeing how people were becoming empowered by the internet so that they couldn't be oppressed. So I thought I would try to mentor and help people by writing an Empowering You series. And it incorporates certain things about the law of attraction. And I don't mean like just The Secret. I mean how the law of the universe works in vibration. And then also, you know, how investment markets really work, how the big guys make the money. And it's not exactly the same as everyone else is led to believe you should make money. So it's really trying to enlighten people. And more recently, to tell people that, you know, we're living in an unprecedented age of opportunity. Now, some people think we're in an unbelievable age of disruption and, let's say, loss of jobs, etc. But when in history could anyone just buy a little device called a mobile phone, go and live anywhere where there's an internet connection, within 12 months, become an expert on anything through Google or YouTube, and then start doing business without actually having to have a steel factory, a manufacturing factory, any stock. You know, you could just buy things on Alibaba and sell them on Amazon, or you could become an affiliate and sell. So it's all to do with mindset and also about freedom.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
No matter if you are rich or poor, there is always opportunity out there to learn more. And that is what is so wonderful about the human brain. It seems as though the human brain can keep expanding. There doesn't seem to be any limit as to what we can learn about and retain. Some people may get to a certain point in their life and think they're a success. They don't need to learn anymore, and they sit back, take a step off, and they're happy with their lot. Others see other opportunities, and today's guest is a great example of that. Graham Bibby came from humble beginnings in the United Kingdom and was determined he was going to have a better life. This got him into his first house, his first property at the age of 21, where he made some money renting out rooms. This followed a career in the financial services industry and has taken him around the world, from the United Kingdom to Hong Kong, Thailand, and now in Australia. Graham is a highly respected financial analyst and commentator. He has written a series of educational books about investing and has now turned his pen to an Empowering You series, because it doesn't matter how much you learn about investing, you still need to know why you're investing. It's an interesting opportunity to hear from someone that has reinvented himself more than once.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Anne Nelson. And today we have an expert on the show in investing. Graham Bibby from grahambibby.com has been in the investing game for more than 30 years, starting in UK at the age of 14 and working his way up. Graham, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anne.
You've been all around the world. Would you like to give us a brief history of how you ended up in Australia?
Yeah, well, obviously from the UK originally, and I sort of came from working class background, you know, government housing. And we actually lived in an area where the government rehoused criminals, not that my parents were criminals, but being in that rough environment and being ridiculed at school, I had a passion and a drive at a very early age to try to get out of that area. So at 14, I basically was obviously still going to school, but took on my first jobs, and basically over 7 years from sweeping floors and working in restaurants, washing dishes and things, saved and basically bought my first house when I was 21. And then was fascinated by the freedom that you can get from, you know, creating wealth. And then that led me on to mindset stuff and psychology and empires. So I ran a financial planning business in England. And then I was in Asia for over 25 years because I believed the world's wealth was moving to Asia in the days when that was regarded as a bit of a joke. But as we all know now, you know, the wealthiest country in the world, in inverted commas, is China. So, you know, Asia's booming. And I came to come into Australia because my children, who are over 30 now, went to boarding school in Perth. So I got a connection to Australia for over 20 years. And then I've done undervalued property and land deals in Australia. And I'm here right now because from my second marriage, my son is finishing off his high school here and looking to go to do a business degree at university here.
Well, it's a good place to be, to live in Australia. We're not the cheapest place in the world to live, but we're fairly comfortable here, and it's a fairly safe country to bring up your children in.
Yeah, very, very safe, very beautiful country. Since I've been based here the last 2.5 years, I think, if anything, I find it a little bit frustrating because I think Australia doesn't sell itself enough and it doesn't punch at a high enough weight level. You know, it's got everything that everyone would desire from a country, although the tax system's a bit onerous, but the beauty of the country, the safety of the country, the food quality of the country, you know, is second to none.
Thanks for the good rap. And you've been very busy over the last 7 years writing many books about investing and where you can make the great profits from. Would you like to tell us a bit about your progression in the books that you've written?
Yeah, well, some time back, I attended a How to Write a Bestseller course by what's now a good friend of mine, Darren Stevens in Melbourne. And I went along just out of interest, and I was about to walk out the door and was pulled back in and said, look, you've got a story to tell. And the light bulb moment was for me one day when I was watching, seeing how people were becoming empowered by the internet so that they couldn't be oppressed. So I thought I would try to mentor and help people by writing an Empowering You series. And it incorporates certain things about the law of attraction. And I don't mean like just The Secret. I mean how the law of the universe works in vibration. And then also, you know, how investment markets really work, how the big guys make the money. And it's not exactly the same as everyone else is led to believe you should make money. So it's really trying to enlighten people. And more recently, to tell people that, you know, we're living in an unprecedented age of opportunity. Now, some people think we're in an unbelievable age of disruption and, let's say, loss of jobs, etc. But when in history could anyone just buy a little device called a mobile phone, go and live anywhere where there's an internet connection, within 12 months, become an expert on anything through Google or YouTube, and then start doing business without actually having to have a steel factory, a manufacturing factory, any stock? You know, you could just buy things on Alibaba and sell them on Amazon, or you could become an affiliate and sell. So it's all to do with mindset and also about freedom.
Yeah, it's great to be able to live anywhere and not be tied down to going to a job. I suppose that would be an ultimate dream for many people.
Yeah, sure, it would. I think the thing is, with most people, and this is what I say about living in the Matrix. If anyone's seen the movie The Matrix, or even that Jim Carrey movie where he's inside that dome and he thinks he's living a free life, a lot of people don't spend enough time sitting down and actually doing this crazy thing that people talk about, which is actually talking to themselves, having time for themselves, working out what their ideal life would be. And then you can literally create it. Now, some people listening might think this is absurd and funny, but you can actually, you know, create the life that you want. You can manifest the life that you want. And there's a book by Joe Dispenza, which is all about, you know, creating your life and creating your future. I think it's called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. That's a great book for people to read. I'm a strong believer in it because all the successful things I've done and things I didn't know how to do before, I just made a decision I was going to do them. I may not have known the how to. I just know I would, from going to, you know, Asia from England when I didn't know anyone there to, you know, creating a 92 pool villa resort in Phuket. It's not, the universe will put things in your path to assist you once you know where you're going. But most people don't know where they're going. They don't have a plan of where they want to be or how they want their life to be. And, you know, I get involved in helping a lot of companies with really good technology and investment ideas or even an arthritic cream raise money. And those opportunities come to me, and people that I mentor sometimes invest in those companies. They're all great returns. But people say, how do you get hold of these opportunities? Because that's the vibration level I'm sending out there. So just like a musician, because everything's about energy in the world, everything is energy and vibration. Just like if you tune two violins to the same frequency and you played one, the other one would play itself without you touching it, because the resonance from the first one would fire up the second one. So what you vibrate out, you get back. And that's why the law of attraction doesn't work for a lot of people, because they're just doing these mantras or whatever, you know, I want to be rich, I want to be better off or whatever. But it's all to do with your vibration level, because when you're doing well, your vibration level is normally higher. So you create higher level frequencies, and that's normally about opportunities. Whereas when things aren't going right, you're really down. You'll say you're down, and that's because your vibration level is down. And if you stay down, you create more down things. So problems, you know, create problems. So, you know, and everyone can slip into that, but you just got to sit back and talk to yourself, and what have I got to be grateful for? And waking up in the morning is one of the greatest things you can be grateful for. You know, there's a lot of things we take for granted. And once you get into that gratitude level and that vibration level, you will attract positive things into your life.
I do believe that what goes around comes around, and that you have to go forward in your life with a giving attitude.
Correct. Yeah, that's the law of reciprocity. You know, some people I see, oh, why are you giving that person money on the street? You know, they don't need it. Well, it doesn't matter if they need it or they don't need it. Asking it shall be given. If people ask, I try to give them money, and don't think about that. You're showing the universe that you're not seeing money as a scarcity. You're seeing it as a, abundance, and then you attract more abundance.
What about part of the law of attraction that I've read about says that you learn as you go, so don't be put off by any failures that you have along the way, because they're not really failures. They're just another step in your learning process, and then in the end you will get rewarded from your continued efforts.
Yeah, so I have an expression: you learn or you win. So it's not a case of losing. it's a case of learning. So, you know, when a kid learns to walk, for example, obviously it's failing all the time to start with because it keeps falling over. But it soon learns, you know, how to put one foot in front of the other, how to get balance, and then you move forward. So, you know, today we're living in this world of, you know, immediacy. Everybody wants everything now. However, it doesn't work like that. You shouldn't think, if you want to be fitter, if you want to lose weight, if you want to achieve more, if you want to learn how to do something, it's not to think about it now. Think about where you want to be in 12 months' time. Now, when I do seminars and speak, sometimes I would hold up one of my books and say, look, if you read 10 pages of my book tonight, or you don't read 10 pages of my book tonight, nothing changes. But if you read 10 pages of a book every night for 1 year, at the end of the year, you will read 15 to 20 books. And whether you do that on physical book or you do it on Google or Amazon or whatever, by the end of a year, you could be in the top 5% of knowledgeable people on whatever subject you want. But you just keep on moving forward one step at a time. And then the law of compounding also kicks in, where, you know, you start off, you think it's hard, it's slow, it's not really moving, and then gradually the pace builds up. So you're dead right. Part of the law of attraction. First of all, without a plan, people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. And they think by not planning is okay, but it's not, because you're sending a message out to the universe that you're planning to fail because you don't have a plan. You can't get anywhere if you don't have a plan of how you're going to get there. Even when you go somewhere, even shopping or whatever, you may not think you work out how you're going to get there, but you've probably been there before. So your unconscious or subconscious mind's already worked it out. So no matter where you're coming from, the first thing you need to do, the best mentor in the world is you, is yourself. So you need to get to know yourself first. A lot of people feel embarrassed. They think it's selfish. They might think it's arrogant. They might think it's conceited. But there is a saying about love thyself first. And then you sit and think, what do I truly want in life? What would be my ideal life? Now, if you're coming from a not so good place, maybe some people got debt or they don't have enough income, just think where you'd want to be. And then you take small steps to get there. And don't think about, like a diet, you know, diet's simple. Fitness is simple. But simple things to do or simple not to do. If you ask a person who's not physically active to go out tomorrow and do an hour's, you know, walking or running or, in you know, exercise, it's probably very difficult. But kind of most people could go out for a 10-minute walk. I think most people at seminars, I do, yeah, we could do that. Okay, so go out 10 minutes tonight, and tomorrow, just add one more minute, 11 minutes, another minute, 12 minutes. And gradually, you're moving further and further towards your destination. If you're trying to lose weight, just start off by eating maybe smaller meals. Or one good thing is don't eat after 6 o'clock. Don't eat until the following morning. And those can have big effects. So, yes, maybe you don't see any improvement in the first few weeks or month, but if you keep doing it, then you start to reap results. If you start off walking 10 minutes a night, within a month you're walking 40 minutes a night, 1 hour a night. Yeah. And it just gets easier and easier, but you start off one step at a time, just like on the investment process. If you've got debts, then you need to figure out how to consolidate them. And while you're doing that, you need to start a savings account, because you need to send the universe a message. Yes, you may have debts over this side, but you're accumulating money on the other side. And there's so many things you can do with money these days. A lot of people have money tied up in property, which in the right cycle can be good, but in the wrong cycle can be dead money. You don't have to own the property that you live in if you can make your money work for you. You know, there's different things if you become more educated that you can do.
Yes, there's much we can do, but it seems as though we have to make that decision that we want a different outcome. And the only way to get a different outcome is to do things differently. So it's really been interesting talking to you, and I'm sure the listeners would like to hear a little bit more about investing. It's all changed over the years. I suppose we'd all would have loved to have retired back in the 1980s when there was record interest rates. These days, that doesn't happen anymore. So our money has to work harder, or we just have to be smarter. So what are the smart people doing?
Well, the illusion about the 80s, because I was in the investment business then, in the UK, interest rates were 17%, but inflation was over 20%. So again, you know, the investment markets can be a bit of an illusion. So people saw themselves getting 17% interest on their money, but what they could spend it on was increasing by 20%. Now, right now, a lot of people would say there's no inflation. However, if you're one of the informed, you may know that there's a directive put out to food companies in some of these mass supermarket chains. Do not put the price of things up, but cut the size of portions down, which is why when you get like a bag of chips, over 3/4 of the bag is air and about 1/4 of the bag is chips, but it still looks the same size. You're still paying the same price, but you're actually getting less product. So, yeah, there's strategies you can have for growth. There's private placement stuff you can do. On the property side, I would always say go for undervalued property where you're buying below the replacement costs in an area that's going to grow. Well, more and more people are knowing about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, but you need to put that in the hands of an expert, I believe, that can follow short-term trends. And of course, then there's world markets, but there's a time to be invested and a time not to be invested. As an offer, Anne, to any of your listeners, one of my books, my first books, was called Master Your Mind, Master Your Money. Unfortunately or fortunately, all the hard copies, I think, sold out in 18 months. However, I do have soft copies of that book. And if any of your listeners would like a free on me copy of that book, they could either contact you or VA, which stands for virtual assistant, who is Filipino living in Thailand. And that's Brenda@GrahamBibby.com. And just say, you know, they heard me on your program. They'd like to get a free copy of that book. And I'd be happy for her to email it to them in the spirit of reciprocity. Because, again, you know, I'm trying to empower people to open their eyes to the opportunities that are out there. And there's infinite opportunities right now.
Thank you very much. So to get a free copy of an ebook version of your book called Master Your Mind, Master Your Money, listeners can email Brenda, Brenda, at GrahamBibby, BIBBY.com and request a copy.
Yeah, to Brenda, 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 at Graham, Graham, Bibby, BIBBY.com, and just say, listen to podcast on Anne Nelson's show. I'd like to please, you know, get a free copy of the book, and it's sent with no obligation whatsoever. Just be happy to do it.
Thank you very much. It's been a treat catching up with you, Graham, and I look forward to catching up with you one day and, talking about being healthy. I've actually started a low-carb eating regime, so I'll see how I go with that. But I believe I finally understand the relationship with the type of food I'm eating and what it's doing to my body.
Yeah, it's doing to your body and also your energy level, because food creates energy as well. And again, I don't want to go into my theories on the Illuminati and the 2% of the world that control 90%, 98% of the assets, but part of the food system that we're in is all designed to dumb people down and make them less energetic and knowledgeable and open to opportunities. So I think in the new year, probably I'm going up to North Queensland to investigate the beauty up around that area. And maybe I'll fly into Townsville and meet up with you, and then I can drive off from Townsville. So that'd be quite good if we could do that.
Yeah, it'd be a great opportunity. Well, thanks very much for your time and for your wisdom. And we look forward to catching up with you in the new year.
Okay. Thank you very much, Anne.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.